Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy, and this is a podcast reply to the thread I started yesterday called This, That, D's and Do's. Well, I'm going to have to give it to Thomas Crown. He's dead right. Now, you got me there. You know, the dictionary. Yeah, I forgot totally about the dictionary. Well, I have a spell check, and I have Open Office, and I have actually Firefox browser with a dictionary in the browser bar. I have no excuses, but look, I'm a child of the 90s, you know, the sort of person who's never played solitaire with a real deck of cards, and I sort of expect everything to be automatic. You know, I'm looking for this little red squiggly line under things to tell me I'm spelling it wrong or whatever, but it's a good idea. Yes, we do have English dictionaries in Ireland as well. You know, the British invented English, and the Irish polished it up a little bit, and then you guys over there started dropping letters all over the shop, and, you know, colour, spelt with a U, you know. And when you generalize something, you generalize it with an S and not a Z, okay? But we're not going to get in a fight about that, because we all have different ways of doing it. Right, so you were also talking about penmanship, and I think you made a good point. And what I wanted to say was, as far as I'm concerned, your penmanship on the internet is basically how well you type and how much effort you put into getting it right. Because you're not going to do a chicken scrawl letter in snail mail to someone, because it shows a lot of disrespect. And same thing with a post. You know, if you put in a little bit of effort, I mean, you're showing that you respect the reader, and that's what you're at the end of the day. But I don't know if anyone else found this, is recently, generally across the board, a fall in the standard of English writing in everything, really, but particularly on the internet. I don't know, maybe it's because people are lazy like me, and we don't use a spell checker, or we use spell checkers and we get lazy, and we just bang anything down and don't care about it. But I have had business emails from people with spelling mistakes and terrible grammar and terrible format. Can you imagine getting a letter like that long ago in an envelope, and you get it and you open it up and it's full of spelling mistakes? What would you do with that letter? Yeah, bang, into the dustbin. Same thing I do with emails that I get like that. I don't have time. If people can't put the effort in, I don't see why I should put the effort in trying to read it. Now, the original intent of the podcast that I made was not to be throwing rocks at the people whose strong point mightn't be English, and I'm one to talk, you know. I spend every day reading, writing, and speaking Japanese, so my English is going down the drains as well. But as I was saying, I speak Japanese, and sometimes I go into the Japanese forums, and I go into them and I have a look, and I'm out straight away, because they are impenetrable, really they are. And it's not because I can't understand the Japanese, it's just that they have taken up a new lingo, and there's all these symbols, and all these symbols mean something. And I'm not talking about kanji, I know what kanji are. I'm talking about smiley face sort of ASCII characters being used, and they all mean something. So in that respect, it becomes very hard to read what's being said. And that's basically what I'm talking about, is I don't want to see this sort of cliquish writing taking over an ATS, because we have a lot of different people from around the world who are coming to ATS, and whose first language isn't English. And if they come in and they find like this different language that's being written, they're going to go away, and we might lose some very, very valuable inputs from different people from around the world. Now, what was I going to say then? Another thing would be using a special lingo, and what can happen when you do that is people can misunderstand. And sometimes the misunderstandings can be embarrassing or even dangerous. So I'll tell you a story now. I'll tell you a good story. I work in a factory here in Japan, and every now and again the personnel department will come up with some magic way to make work for everybody. Probably every personnel department in the world does this to justify their existence from time to time. But Japanese people love to use English. I mean, they've so many words loaned. They say loan words from English. What they do is they take the English word, they convert it into katakana, which is their phonetic alphabet. And as you know, you might know or you might not know, Japanese do not have V's and L's, so a lot of words are changed around, and it's very hard to understand an English speaker because you have a Japanese person coming up using these words back at you, and they mean nothing. So we had this program going on in work, and what it was they were saying, we're going to do moral up, moradu apu, they were saying, and I was going, well, you know, everybody, are they down or something? They need to boost their morale. And I was talking to the guy who came up with the program, and he was saying, oh, no, it's nothing to do with morale. You know, everybody's morale is great. This is moral up. And I was saying, moral? I mean, there's a low morals in the factory. And I started to get really worried then. I was saying, ooh, where's this going on? You know, what's the room number? And he said, no, morale up. You know, in English, morale, what morale means. And I went away and I looked it up, and there's a very, very obscure meaning, not an everyday use of the word, meaning basically deportment or how you carry yourself. So what they were saying was that moral up to them was how you dress and how you speak and saying good morning, and that's how people can get confused if you start taking words and making them mean something else, and they become part of the common lexicon, and you leave other people behind. So we have a situation in Japan where the old people can't understand the young people, and I don't want to see the same thing happening in ATS. I want a situation where everybody can come and understand. And the point of the story is really this. And what I want to say in the podcast is, number one goal should be to make the post as legible to as many people as possible. Get the message out to as many people as possible. And that's basically what I wanted to say about that. So thank you all for all the other replies, and looking forward to a few more replies, hopefully some podcasts as well, please. And be talking to you again. Good night.